Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Good evening. My name is Marcos. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
Nope.
Okay, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how will you vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th of 2024? Will you definitely vote? Are you very likely to vote? Are you somewhat likely to vote? Are you not very likely to vote? Or are you not at all likely to vote? Or you're not registered to vote?
I'm most likely going to vote.
Okay. May I please have your gender?
Female.
Okay. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate.
Joe Biden.
And with which political party are you registered, Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, college graduate with an associate of or two-year degree, a college graduate with a bachelor's or a four-year degree, or a postgraduate degree?
A bachelor's degree.
And what is your main racial background? African American slash black, Asian Asian American, white, Caucasian, Hispanic?
African American.
What is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or 65 and older?
45.
Okay, from the following list, which issue should your state representative focus on most to help you and your family? Growth and overdevelopment, the environment, healthcare, taxes, K through 12 education, abortion, crime and public safety, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, illegal immigration, property insurance cost? Which of those choices do you think your state representative should focus on the most?
K through 12 education.
Yeah, okay. And if the general election for Florida state legislature were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Democratic candidate? Will you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate? Probably vote for the Democratic candidate? Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate? Or definitely vote for the Republican candidate? Or probably vote for the Republican candidates? Or lean slightly to the Republican candidates?
Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Disapprove.
Do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as president?
Disapprove.
Do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
Do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. I am now going to read you a list of some public officials in your community you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, just say so. Sabina Covo, do you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
What about Vicky Lopez? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Very favorable.
Okay. Now, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidates, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidates?
Joe Biden.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidates?
Probably voting.
And if the election for Florida State House of Representatives were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Vicky Lopez, the Republican candidates, or Sabina Covo, the Democratic candidates?
Vicky Lopez.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Vicky Lopez, the Republican candidates?
Probably voting.
Okay. I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs? Would you say you are very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thanks again for your help. Your opinion is very important. You have yourself a great night.
You too.
Thank you so much, ma'am.